kind of.
Off.
Okay.
Or strange.
Any other words?
Selfish.
Okay. Do you ever use the word queer or far?
Queer. Far, no.
What does that word mean to you?
She acts different at times. Queer.
But do you use that word yourself?
No, I don't.
Has that word changed meanings recently so that you don't use it? Or?
Well, I just never use queer.
Okay. Say someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no sense in trying to argue with him or trying to get him to change his mind.
Because he's already made it up.
Okay, you say he's awfully...
awfully hard to change.
Okay, or you might tell him, don't be so...
so set in your own way.
Okay. Or would you use another expression, like stubborn or something?
Yes, so stubborn, yes, you use that.
Say
mule-headed
or pig-headed or bull-headed?
No, just stubborn.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd tell him, you said that he's mighty, what?
Easy to get upset.
Okay. Or say, just the least little thing goes wrong and he just loses his temper completely. You say that he's awfully...
shaky.
Okay. And you say, you better not talk to him about that particular subject because... when it comes to that, he's still awfully
nervous or upset over it.
Okay. Would you use a word like testy or touches or?
Touches, yes.
Okay. What
does that mean to you? Touches. Well, mean if you say something about him, well, he feel that you just really talking about him, and he's real touchy about it, so.
So he gets
angry and upset.
Okay. About to lose their temper, you might tell them,
now
just...
don't see why you do that.
Or you might tell them, now just keep...
cool or calm.
Okay. When do you say that to someone, to keep calm?
Well, if they're getting upset and all about something, maybe you could just speak that. Say, say keep cool or calm. Mm-hmm. And it would help them to kind of think about what they finna do or say.
Mm-hmm.
And you control it. They could control it.
And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Or if you were very, very tired, you'd say that you were all...
restless.
Okay, or just, you're very tired, you say that you're just completely...
give out.
Okay, or completely...
wore out.
Okay. And, say someone came home early from school, you'd ask why he came home early from school, you say that he... what,
was expelled or sent away from the school?
Yeah, but he wasn't feeling well. You said that he
was sick.
Okay. Would you say how do you say that? You say yesterday he what sick?
Yesterday he was very sick.
Or would you say got sick or took sick?
Oh, got sick yesterday.
Okay. And say if a person had gone outside and got in the rain and came in and he was sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he
had caught cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he was
hoarse.
Okay. And if you do that, you say you have a
allergy or a cough.
Okay. And say if you had gotten someone some medicine and you went in and the medicine was still by the person's bed, you might ask, why haven't you
took your medicine?
And the person might say,
forgot to take it.
Okay. Or he might answer, well, an hour ago I
took some.
Okay.
Or a dose.
And you say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Okay. And you say, 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
get up.
Or before you get up you have to